Check a news. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 8:23, Pretoria 11:24, and Mbombela 16:24.
There was an accident earlier in Germiston on the N3 South after the Geldenhuys interchange. All lanes are open. There is still queuing traffic all the way down the N3 highway from about Woodmead until you get to Germiston.
In your sport headlines, the Sharks team will change, but the performance can't afford to slip. And South Africa women 278-4 in the 48th over against Sri Lanka.
The Jacob Zuma Foundation says former President Jacob Zuma's private prosecution case against advocate Billy Downer and journalist Karen Moon is still alive. This as the High Court in Pietermaritzburg scrapped the case off the roll today. It was removed pending the finalization of Zuma's appeal against the order of the full court. Here's spokesperson Mzwanele Manyi.
The judge made it abundantly clear that both Advocate Downer and Ms. Moon must present themselves in the criminal case on a date to be determined. So, which is another further confirmation that the case is still very much alive.
Meanwhile, the University of South Africa says it vehemently denies claims in the media that it wrote to Higher Education Minister Bladen Zimande to plead with him not to place the institution under administration. This follows a court ruling last year stopping Zimande from acting on an independent assessor's report which flagged the alleged corruption and maladministration at the university. He is acting vice principal for institutional development, Professor Ramogwai Magano.
The university decided that it is both in the university as well as the minister's interest that the independent assessor's report be adjudicated by the judiciary.
Sticking to education matters, the Chief Director for Price Statistics at Statistics SA, Patrick Kelly, today announced that the Consumer Price Index decreased to 5.3% in March from 5.6% in February. However, price increases in the education sector were some of the highest. High schools recorded the most significant increase in this year.
Stats SA surveys education fees once a year in March. Overall, education was 6.3% more expensive in 2024 than it was in 2023. High schools recorded the largest educational increase in 2024, up 7.3%, followed by creches, increasing by 6%.
Then we head to the Middle East. Iranian emergency services rescued 21 Sri Lankan crew members off a ship that capsized in heavy storms in the Gulf of Oman. The vessel sailing under the Cook's Island flag carried oil and went down about 50 kilometers off the city of Yask. 5 people have been treated in hospital and 21 crew members were saved. Since Monday, 18 people died in Oman due to floods and unusual heavy rainfall. And finally, the 19-year-old Owami Ngono will soon become the youngest student to graduate from the University of Fort Hare. She'll receive a bachelor's degree of agriculture and economics, and she started her journey at the university at the age of 16. She passed matric with 3 distinctions in agricultural science, maths and literacy, and says there are still more to come. I'm Marlene Fouché with Nuus. Oud-president Jacob Zuma se privaat vervolgingssaak teen advokaat Billy Downer en journalist Karen Moon is van die rol geskrap.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.